In England, families were more and more becoming a kind of business. In the Highlands of Scotland, though, kinship was really much more a matter of blood. Clan loyalty was built around the idea, even when it was a mythical idea, of a common ancestor. Now, the grandest landlords in the Highlands, just like their lowlands counterparts, were becoming connoisseurs of fine claret and chamber music. But as far as the local laird was concerned, well, he had a lot in common with his crofters. They both spoke Gaelic, they both wore tartan plaid and sporran, and they both made sure they'd have broadswords and daggers at the ready when the chief called. Buoyed by the prince's claim that the French were behind the rebellion and planned an imminent invasion, Bonnie Prince Charlie and his army moved swiftly, catching the woefully inadequate Hanoverian forces in Scotland completely unprepared. But when the prince finally took what was the big prize, Edinburgh, he hadn't won over the whole of Scotland. The lowlands were overwhelmingly loyal to King George. In fact, it's quite possible that more Scots fought against Bonnie Prince Charlie than for him.